Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Okay, so I do a lot of radio. I want to welcome all of you to the show tonight. Thank you so much for tuning us in, turning us on. So let me just tell you, a lot of times, and, you know, I was just talking to Seth before the show, a lot of times, you know, we do the radio shows and we prepare for it. I have never had so much fun preparing for this show with any other show in a really long time. Joining me here today is Thomas Popick, and he's joining me here because he is the author, along with his wife, the author of a book called The Code, Unlocking the Ancient Power of Your Birthday. Now, I say that we've had a lot of fun with this. First of all, this is a phenomenal book. The whole idea of this code and what it means to unlock the ancient power of our birthdays in this way is something I've never come across before. And so I have been waiting to have this conversation with Thomas, and I know many of you have already sent in your birthday information, but I wanted to let you all know we are actually going to take calls and actually do on-air readings during the show, and you're going to find out why here in a minute. Let me just tell you a little bit about why I'm so excited about this and why for the last hour I have been on the Internet on Thomas's website. First of all, he's the author of over 20 books, more than 20 books. He's also an Aikido master. So along with his wife, Joanna, they have co-authored 9 books, including several bestsellers. And by the way, this book I'm looking at right here. Now, when you get a copy of this book, you take a look at it. First of all, the cover is very, very enticing. Beautiful, beautiful color. There are numbers on it, and the numbers represent what we're going to talk about tonight, the code. So for those of you out there that are wondering, the code, what could possibly be an ancient power of my birthday? What could possibly be, you know, this mystery of the code and what this is all about? Well, I have to tell you, I was fascinated with delving in to not only my code, but the message that was so important in figuring out what some of this meant, and then sort of the suggestions that are made to kind of say, to me anyway, look it. If this is your compass, if this is your code, you better get somebody from the West to help you out. And hallelujah, I have that someone. Thomas, thank you so much for joining me here today. It is great. I'm so looking forward to having this conversation with you.
Thanks for the invitation and for your courage to have me.
Well, I started out with a very simple description of the code. And as I've said, I've been on your website now for about the past hour and a half. It's very, very for me, I keep thinking about so much of what you talk about with this code. And every time I go in here and I look at somebody I know and then I apply the code or what you talk about in the book, I am so fascinated by how right you are. Let's start at the beginning and let our listeners know what we mean when we refer to this thing we're calling the code.
Well, it's very simple. In the beginning, it was extremely complicated because I lived with my wife for 10 years before I started to realize that she knows something about it. And just to put it very bluntly, it's the numbers of your birth date from 1 to 0, they represent what I would call a little treasure trove of talents, of capacities that you bring into this life from day one. And each number represents a different sort of power that you bring.
Well, and it's interesting, when we're going to get into this a bit more, it's interesting mm-hmm. for me how you've captured this. And, you know, I get a lot of shows. I do a lot of things with a lot of people. Now, I will tell you, it has really taken me a while to sort of wrap my mind around this. How long have you been studying this?
It must have been, I think, 2005 when I went a step further with realizing that my wife knows something about these numbers. The first step was that she had an uncanny photographic memory of birth dates. There was not a day passing by where she didn't tell me, well, let's call this and that person, this and that cousin, because it's birthday today. And I always thought, how do you know? And the next step then was to realize that whenever she thinks of a birth date, it's as if she sees a birth date in color and 3D. And how I noticed, that was one very special day when I was really, really like desperate about the behavior of one of my daughters. It was a bit insensitive. I don't remember exact circumstances, but I remember really very clearly the sentence that my wife said. She said, well, this, you shouldn't be surprised when you look at her numbers. And that was the first time that I heard from her that she knows something about birthday numbers.
Oh,
now,
wow.
The reason why she never talked about it is also an adventure in itself, so to speak. She grew up in a mountain farmer's family and in an environment where the Catholic Church was really a prominent factor in everyday life. And the family knew that, and they also knew that if they pronounced publicly that they know about this knowledge, then it would have been called superstition, it would have been called paganism, and the family would have been really in a bad spot. The family would have been shunned. So my wife grew up in silence. They practiced this knowledge from day one, and she took it totally for granted. So it was small wonder that she never talked to me about the numbers, with the exception of that one moment. And from that day on, it took about 2 years until we passed on the manuscript to our publisher. But it took me really a long time to distill that knowledge from her, because there was no terminology, there were no labels, no terms to describe what you see on the surface of the book. It took a long time to get that into a structure that everyone can understand.
Well, you know, I mean, I could tell by you know, I mean, I've gone through the book now a couple of times, and it takes much more for me to even comprehend it in the way that you do. But we're gonna give our listeners examples tonight. I will tell you, it's fascinating. Now, many people listening to the show are probably thinking, and we're gonna give you the call-in number here in a minute. They're probably thinking, well, okay, birthdays. Okay, so you must be talking about numerology, or you may be talking about astrology, but we're not talking about either. So let's explain the difference, if we could, Thomas.
The basic difference I described right now, the thing is that Johanna didn't have any, there was no background to it. There was nobody to point to and to say, well, the system comes from there and there. To this day, we have received some, 160,000-something letters to all our books, but about 15,000 so far about the code. And I was really hoping for somebody to tell me that this system, he found it already somewhere on this planet. And there's just two emails we got from people telling us that there is a shaman in Mali, in Central Africa, who practices this system, who works with the numbers in the way that I have learned from my wife. and that is all. So
wow.
If somebody says this is numerology, or someone tries to really label it, for example, a bookseller. A bookseller must know, okay, now I have this beautiful book, but where do I put it? And they go back to, well, UH section, numerology section, and I totally understand. But really, I'm not in a position to be able to compare with other books on this subject. It's really also very far from what we have written so far, which is also basically the knowledge that my wife has grown up with, but that deals much more with other subjects, like, for example, the timing of surgeries or the timing of certain herbal things, when to collect them so they have the highest capacity in there. So it's also far from what we've written so far.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I've done a lot of interviews. I've never seen anything like this. I'm fascinated. We're going to share this with our listeners tonight. But I want to give everybody out there an opportunity to participate. And actually, if you want to get a little bit of understanding about, you know, the secret code behind your birth date, we're going to give you an opportunity to call in and get this done and have a conversation here. We actually have some birthdays already. The best way to do this, and I'm going to give everybody a couple of options. You can call toll free into the station if you like right now, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or you can go to drpatlive.com, which is the drpatshow.com. And on the right-hand side, you can ask a question. What you're going to need to give us, right, Thomas, is they have to give us their full birth date, correct?
Yes, the full birth date, and nothing else. So not the time of the day or where they were born, just the numbers of the birth date.
Okay,
and
great.
Go on.
No, go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe what could help in a situation like this now is to give just one example how this knowledge was applied in Johanna's life.
Yes.
And one of the most striking examples was the fact that whenever she went to babysit with neighbors, and that she did already at a very early age, like around 8 or 9, which was customary there. So her job was, of course, take care of the kids and bring them to bed. Now, she always knew before she went the birth dates of the kids. And from the dates, she always could see, okay, this child needs this kind of, care, this kind of treatment before going to sleep, and another needs a different one. One child, for example, needs to be chased around the house 3 times, so it's really like a workout almost before he goes to bed peacefully. Another needs a very thrilling story. A third one needs a soothing story. And that was part of how she did it. And maybe that is a good example to introduce that a little bit.
Well, I think it's a great example to introduce it a little bit because, you know, and I think the you know, let's talk about, for me, what I related to so beautifully is, you know, the diagram and the reference to the compass that you use. And that reference, let's just give people an idea of sort of the framework for this.
The framework that emerged after talking with my wife was that you can structure the numbers as if in a compass, with a north and south, east and west, in the center, like a spoke of a wheel. And you group both the 10 numbers of the 10 existing numbers. You group them two numbers in the north, which is 2 and 6. 1 and 6. And then in the east, you have 3 and 8. In the south, you have 2 and 7. In the west, you have 9 and 4. And in the center, you have 0 and 5. And with these 5 stations, as we call them, there are colors associated. In the north, you have black and blue. And in the east, the colors 3 and 8, they have a green vibration, as it were. And in the south, you have 2 and 7 with the color red. And then white in the west. And in the center, there's the color yellow, representing the earth, the basic self-confidence that people have. and you have a cross, as it were.
And what's interesting about this as well is that, you know, there's definitely, for those of you out there, if you want to check it out yourself, you can go to birthdaycode.com. But for me, I was fascinated by how this works at so many, there are so many levels to this, Thomas. You know,
yes,
it's more than simply, you know, putting in your birth date and having it come up, but you know, and show people, you know, where they are on this compass, so to speak. But that is the place to start.
Right. That's the place to start. But also, you can use it to look at the numbers that are missing from your birth date, and
right.
then to look what it means, what is hidden there, and use that not to say, okay, I develop what I have, but use that as a challenge and say, let's find out what this white spot on my personal map means. What is there? And the strange thing is, the interesting thing is that if you look at children and you know their birth dates and you let them be without interfering too much, maybe on a playground or so, you will see that instinctively they very often try things that are not in their birth date, where they are not good at. This is an instinct that kids bring, but very often that's swept under the rug in no time because they get to hear, well, stop it, don't do that, you're not good at it, or whatever.
Well, we actually have someone that just sent us in her information, and she wanted to connect, and I think this would be great for us to start with an example of this. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank you, Heather. Thank you so much for sending in your information. We're starting to get these instant messages coming in here rather quickly. But I want to mention to everyone, in addition, you can call us to make sure that we can, you know, get things covered for you, and we can at least get you on air for one of these incredible just very short readings here with Thomas. We have a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. But in the meantime, here's what we've got going for everybody out there. We've just gotten right in here now from Heather Thomas. Hi, Dr.
Heather.
Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Thomas. Wow, I can't wait. Or do I really even want to know? Here's my birthday, August 28th, 1979.
August 28th, 1979. So the 1 and the 9 from 1900 doesn't count. So we have 8, 2, 7, and 9. Ah, that's interesting. Now what we have here is a person who is able to be at home in two worlds. In the 9 is always a number that gives parents trouble. If a kid has the 9, because the number 9 means that's a child who really knows what it wants in life. It normally has the ambition to go for it, and if I would have a child with a 9 in its birthday, I know there's not much raising to do. it knows exactly what it wants, and that's it. And this child also, Heather, has a lot of passion for going forward with what she wants. The 2 and the 7 are colors that when Heather comes into a room at a very early age already, and she says something, people listen. It's remembered what she says. And the double 8, that's something really very special. It gives her a very deep sensitivity in life. With twice 8, even so much that she sees too much. She feels too much. She can look with almost X-ray eyes behind things. And because of that, she develops sometimes a protection. She has to protect herself against what she sees. And that's why sometimes she comes across as being a little bit like aloof. And these are her capacities. She can, with these numbers, she can do anything in life. If she's self-employed, there's only one thing missing here, really missing, and that is if she has a company, for example, she would need somebody to provide the long-term vision for the future. She's not a person that is known worldwide as being very inventive. That probably needs an outside inspiration. And also, there is a missing center, and that missing center leads sometimes to, well, if she would win, let's say, if she would win the Nobel Prize, she would still go back in the evening and sit back and think, well, maybe I haven't deserved it. That basic self-confidence, she can, the colors yellow and the color black and blue would help her a lot in life to balance those gaps. How does that sound, Heather?
I'm getting a ping back, which is kind of interesting. It says, well, you know, you're absolutely right. I know where I want to go from point A to point B.
I'm still in a state of really total surprise how well all this works. And today I'm getting closer to feeling how Joanna saw all that. Whenever somebody tells me his birth date, I see it in front of my mind eye in color and 3D, and there is a strong feeling of, well, now I see that person much better than I did before. And the best letters we get are from teachers. You know, when teachers write us how revealing it was and how to see their kids with different eyes and much, much more understanding, for me this is the best result of the book so far.
Well, I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this when we come back for break at the half hour. I am thrilled. I can't wait to give you my birth date and
have you
do that. We've got another one coming in here. Boy, I guess tonight's the night for the nines. Another birthday coming in here. This is coming from Joni from New Jersey. Hi, Dr. Pat, Jersey girl. Hi, Joni. Okay, so I guess we're going to talk about nines tonight. Well, let's see what Thomas thinks about my birthday. My birthday is September 20th, 1949.
Okay.
Okay, we're laughing at this one, aren't we?
So what we have here is, as I said, Pat, you were somebody who knew exactly what you wanted in life. And whatever you put your mind to, it's almost a surefire road to success, very much in a material sense. The four gives you also a very good feeling for manual dexterity. If you put your mind to building a house with your own hands, you can do it.
Yep.
And if you don't have the feeling now that you can do it, then it's because very often it happens with girls that they are talked out of that direction in their life. But you would be uniquely suited for that. When you have a company of your own, you will hardly ever slip into black figures, because money is something, it's not for you like a lifeblood. It's something necessary, but you have a very good feeling for it, and it sticks with you. And you have the two, which is just great for doing your job. You have a passion for movement, and for you have a charisma, where what you say has a certain energy to it that stays with people in their mind. They remember you. And also you have the magic number zero, so to speak. Zero is the number that opens the doors to what is missing from your birth date. Missing is the north and the east. Now,
this is incredible. This is one of our listeners that is pinging us from New Jersey, Thomas. You know, it's interesting, as you're talking, you know, she's pinging us and sending us instant messages, and she's saying, oh my God, I love to work outside. So, boy, I'll tell you, you wanted to hear whether or not this stuff works. Here you go. Okay, but she says, could you explain a little bit more about what you mean when you say, I don't have these other ones? Or I guess it was the north and the east that she didn't have, right?
Oh, Pat, then I misunderstood you. I thought you were talking about your birthday.
So. Oh, no, I'm going to give you my birthday during the break.
Okay. So missing means very simple that the power, so to speak, the talents, the capacities associated with the numbers that are missing from your birthday. So if you don't have those numbers, and for example, in the case of the listener right now who has a missing East, if it's a she, I think.
Yes. Yes, it's a she.
Okay. If she wants to go into music, then I would be the last person to stop her from doing that. But it would be a greater adventure for her to conquer that music in its entirety, in its magic, because people with a 3 and a 8 in their birth dates, it's as if they have it already. They bring it with them into life. People with a 3 and a 8 are people who bring to the musical talent, the basic musicality, and the healing talent with them. This is missing from this birth date, but that doesn't mean that you cannot acquire it over time if you put your mind to it, especially since she's got the number zero. With the number zero, it's as if you have a ready-made key to the parts that are missing from your birthday. And also, she's got twice the number nine. That means that if she decides to go, let's say in this case for music, she'll succeed for sure. Maybe not in this intuitive sense that those Wunderkinder bring. You know what those miracle children, like Mozart, for example. But
yeah.
she will nevertheless succeed. The only thing that can be said here, sometimes for people working with her, for her family, sometimes it's a bit difficult with her because she tends to be impatient with other people. But that's probably something that she's heard quite often.
Well, you know, we are we got lights just flashing left and right here, Thomas. Liz, thank you. We're going to get to your birthday here in a minute. Why don't we take Liz before we go to break? Liz has sent us a message. Liz is coming to us from Florida. She said, "I'm a new listener." Yeah. Wow, this must be the night for the nines birth date. 9/21. Look at this! Is the date after our previous person? 9/21/54.
9/21. 54.
Wow.
4. I always scribble it down a little bit. 5/4. Ah, those are the numbers of my daughter. Liz is somebody who really can do anything in life. She has the numbers for all kinds of enterprises. She has the vision. She has the curiosity, for example. The north, the numbers 1 and 6. You need those numbers for going forward and grasping new concepts fast. Since she is missing the east, she is somebody who very often comes across as not coming across, but she is too impatient with other people who are slower than she is. And for her, it would be great if she works a little bit more with her color green in her life. By that, I don't mean that she has to wear it. Wearing it would be nice, but it's not necessary. With Johanna, when she grew up, very often it was like this, but when a child, for example, had a very difficult test in school, then they found little pieces of paper next to the breakfast tables, colored paper with the numbers on it of the respective color to help her pass the test well. And that paper was just, you know, put in the pocket and forgotten. That's it. It still works. It's as if the color has a certain vibration to it that helps like a medicine, or as it were. But if Liz is in a situation where she's unhappy with her life, then she can fall back to, I just can encourage her. It's really, she can do anything. Maybe not so much in the direction of healing or becoming a doctor, but even that, with the number 9, it's a small wonder that the 9 crop up so much because nines are courageous. They say, well, this is, I'm going to do it, I'm going to call, and that's it, find out about it.
Well, you know, let's do this. This is, we've got a lot of information coming in here. Let's go to a short break. Thomas is joining us here today. Look, we've got so much to talk about. The book is The Code, Unlocking the Ancient Power of Your Birthday. I want to make sure before we go to break that you all have the website. You're going to have a blast. But trust me, there's so much depth to this. You're going to hear us talk lots about it. We're talking about the signature. What is your birthday signature? If you go to the website, birthdaycode.com, you're going to find lots of information. We're taking your calls, as I said before, and also you can send us a message through drpatlive.com. On the right-hand side, just type in your birth date and your name, as well as transformationtalkradio.com. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll tell you more about the code. What does this signature mean? How does it show up in life? Does it show up in relationships? What else might you want to know about it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. If you have missed any part of this, Please make sure you catch the archive. You can go to drpatlive.com, and actually you'll be able to go to that website, and it'll be this show will be up in a couple of days. But I want to tell you that the book is phenomenal. We are just barely scratching the surface on what this code means and why unlocking the ancient power of your birth date is so significant. Thomas is joining me here today. Thomas Papa is joining me here today. And I want to say, you know, he and Joanna, his wife, of course, co-authored many books. This book in particular goes into a lot more detail. A lot of the examples that are used in the book, some of the poetry that's associated with it, it's just incredible. And so today we're trying to give you all a snapshot. As Thomas said during the break, this is kind of like a little teaser. And it really is, because the people, my friends, folks that have gone to the website, birthdaycode.com, and have put in the information, they're just like, okay, that's a little bit, but I need more. So today, for those of you that can call in, please do so, or go to the website, drpatlive.com, and ask your question. Thomas, isn't this true that this is just a little teaser here?
Yes, it is. It can't be anything different, because otherwise you get the whole book just by clicking on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it gives you a taste of what's to come and what you can do with this book. For me, as I said, for me, it's still magical how you can apply this book in everyday life. It's especially when I look at myself. I was one of those parents who hoped, I have three children, and who hoped in the course of raising them that they would turn out like I am. I wanted them to be like me, to have the same philosophy, maybe to vote for the same party, and so on. And I noticed that I have three very, very individual, very, very different children, and my trying to interfere and to raise into something that resembles my own philosophy in life, that led to an alienation, basically. And then realized after years and years that my kids go with the really important questions. They don't come to me, they come to my wife. And so for me, it was a revelation like none that I experienced before when I came to the to seeing how the numbers of their birth dates lead to these three to such a difference in life direction and in talent, and that as if they come from three different planets. And at the same time, it led to understanding. And understanding between people is one of the most potent medicines there is. And for me, it was just, you know, now today I can say harmony is back in the family.
Uh-huh. Well, it's very, very insightful, and I want to make sure all of you know that we are going to be taking your calls, as well as I've got a bunch of you that have sent some of your birthdays right through our instant feedback system. Now, I gave you my birthday during the break, and you didn't seem surprised at all.
No. When I look at your birthday, it's the same structure, the same signature as a few publishers that I know, and my own in Random House, Germany. He has the same. It's as if it's the arrow. I sometimes call it the arrow of communication. You have the perfect numbers for communicating. You have the super curiosity. You never stop at face value of things. You always look behind the smoke screens. And when you realize that behind the smoke screens there's just another stage prop, then you don't stop. You want to go straight to the truth. And you have the self-confidence to walk that walk, to go that journey to the end. And you have the communicative powers to transmit to other people what you've seen during that journey. And that's just, I mean, it's ideal. It's rarely rare that you have the perfect numbers for that. What is missing from your birth date is the West with the 4 and 9, and the East with the 3 and 8. And now, missing the West sometimes leads you to being like too generous. The material considerations in life with money and things, they are not very important for you.
That's true.
They don't hamper you. Is that right?
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
But at the same time, missing the East, that sometimes puts you in a situation where you are too fast for other people, and also in a situation where you sometimes don't really understand what makes your opposite, what makes it really tick, what are its hidden motives, and that is a drawback, and it's an advantage at the same time. But it brings you in a situation where you are sometimes too fast for other people. You have to slow down a bit to be able to stay with them, so to speak.
One of the things that I was reading about this, it says, you know, go find somebody that has a 9 or a 4 that can partner with you. And I have to tell you, I've done exactly that.
Great. Super. I would have recommended that anyhow if you would tell me I'm in the process of setting up my own company. I'm going to be totally self-employed.
And right,
that,
I am. I am totally self-employed.
Recommended somebody with a 9 and a 4 in his birthday.
Right. I'm actually totally self-employed.
You have that covered, so to speak.
I have it covered. And let me tell you something. Because I have that covered in a number of different ways, life is a lot easier. Thank you.
Okay. That may, this consideration, you know, with a partner may lead to the question, how do the numbers play out in partnerships?
Yes, and, let's talk about that, in relationships especially.
Yeah. Yeah, the code does not lend itself easily to answer the question, well, what kind of numbers would be right for me? I would never in good conscience answer a question like that. But what I've observed over time is that people who have very much the same numbers, they connect immediately. They have the same interests in life. They have also the same weaknesses where they connect. It's as if there is a co-vibration. The problem with that is when you have the same numbers is that over time, over years, it can lead to something like a little bit something of a dead end, where you have to make a conscious effort to find something new to get the relationship going. Mm-hmm. Every relationship needs a common goal; otherwise, it just, you know, dies down over long years. And that common goal is a little bit more difficult to find when you have the same number. When you have opposite numbers and you complement each other in what's missing, then that sometimes leads to different frictions in the beginning. And but in the long run, it's a more sure recipe for a live relationship that develops over time.
I want to tell you, Thomas. I want to tell you that Liz just sent us a message saying you're right about impatient. So she was 9/21/54. But you know what you're talking about is really looking at these energies around this, right?
Yeah.
Where does the signature? Where does the code? Or how does the code work in terms of a term we use a lot? Personality.
Personality, I think personality and the numbers of a birth date and the signature very often are congruent. It's the same thing. So the numbers, if you look at them, they tell you a lot about the personality that somebody develops over time. But there are quite a few exceptions to that. And the exceptions are, for example, what do you do when you are born with the numbers 8 and 3 and or 3 in your birth date that give you a very deep understanding and sensitivity for music, for the arts, for healing, mother, for example, with an 8 and 3 in a birthday, she, when there's a child with a bruise coming to her, she just rubs a little bit. She touches it and the pain is gone. So if you have those numbers and you are born into a very, let's say you have lawyers as parents, then it can really, really happen that your personality develops in a very different direction as compared to this set of powers and this little treasure trove of talents that you brought into your life. Now, this is almost a sure recipe for some kind of unhappiness. And that's why this book is so valuable. It can reconnect you to some basic dreams that you brought into this life when you were very young and who may have been swept under the rug or stashed away somewhere in the basement. At any age, you can read that and you can say, this sounds familiar. This rings a bell. And that's where the true value of the book comes in. If you are in a situation, if you are a happy person, happy with your family, with your life, you don't need the book personally. You may need it for finding out about other people. But if you feel not connected with your center, with your core, then this book, I promise, it will help you within minutes. You will see what it was that was missing from your setup, from your life's structure as it is right now.
Well, I got an interesting one coming in. We may have time just for this one more.
Okay.
Got an interesting one coming in here from the Midwest saying, Boy, Dr. P, I can't wait till you and Thomas take a look at all the eights in my birthday. Wow.
Okay.
Look at this. All right. You ready for this, Thomas? Here we go.
Yes.
12 December 8th. 1988.
1988. One.
Wow.
Two. This is also a very unusual signature. The center is missing and the west is missing. This person is somebody who also could do anything in life, but if she's lacking a basic self-confidence, and combined this lack of self-confidence, this Urvertrauen, as we say in Germany, it's an archaic confidence that people sometimes are born with. If you lack that, and if you have that much sensitivity represented by the two eights, that can lead to a life where you tend to withdraw from what is, but we are thrown into this materialistic existence. We have to deal with all aspects of it. And a person like that, she has all the possibilities to really go for it, to reconcile herself with the materialistic side of life. But she would have to do something to use that sensitivity and at the same time get enough strength to deal with what she sees with that sensitivity. These two eights give you an X-ray into the truth of the matter. She's somebody who would be able to call a spade a spade. She's a person who suffers under the political correctness that is really bordering on lying. So if she works with the color yellow and if she uses meditation as a tool for developing that center in her, and most important, if she works with the color white, in her case, I would recommend to wear white as much as possible to balance that out, because she's very much into the feeling, emotional, artistic side of life, and as I said, with a one and the two, both of them, she has all the capacities to balance that out. This whole lot of sensitivity. I'd be really curious what she has to say to what I've said right now.
Well, I'm already getting an email back that an instant message that says, "I am an artist. I love art." I study.
Right.
I'm a photographer. And I'm highly sensitive.
Exactly, yeah. She is. What she is not is materialistic in a materialistic, successful way. But she has to develop that. Otherwise, you cannot bite off from the pictures you paint or from the
Right. So you're saying that, you know, what she would have to develop is, this sense of earning money.
Not as a goal in itself, but
no.
Not shy away from it. Very often people with those numbers that she has think, this is not me. This is something almost dirty to have to deal with money. That concept has to be, I'm the same. I have almost the same numbers. And it took me a long time to get rid of that concept. I was overgenerous. I'm so lucky to have met Johanna, because otherwise my account would always be in the red figures. But she would have to do something to get more down to earth. And that the color yellow would help, also represented by the color gold or brown or whatever. And white is absolutely as if a vital medicine in her case.
Well, you know, it's so fascinating because, you know, there are so many people we have in our pop culture, right? You know, we have folks out there, and I got a very interesting one that just came in, and they said to me, "Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Thomas. You're not going to believe this. My birthday is the same birthday as Britney Spears. Why don't you take a look at both of us? December 2nd, 1981. My birthday is the same. Boy, there's a whole bunch of us Sagittarius here tonight, aren't we?
Yes. But, you know, these are the same. Yeah, these are the same numbers as Britney Spears, correct? Yeah.
So, you know, when you have that kind of birthday, you know, like the one we're talking about, and let's just take a look at that for a minute. You know, you hear that your birthday is like Britney Spears, right? And
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it seems to be almost as if, okay, am I going to be like her? What can we say about a Britney Spears birthday, December 2nd, 1981, if we have a few minutes to say that? And what do you say to people that do have birthdays the same as kind of like some of these pop culture people?
This is a very special question, and our publisher suggested that we include in the book a long list of celebrities and their birthdays. To have the reader juggle around a bit with it and get to know the numbers like that way, and also to say, very interesting, and now I know why this and that person is such a good musician. We voted against it for maybe an esoteric almost reason, and that is that the moment somebody steps into the light of the public, and if it's just an article in the newspaper or whatever, in that moment, different forces come into play. And that can lead to people going a very different path than anybody else with the same birthday. It's as if instead of one or two guardian angels like us normal people, they have five or six around them helping them along the way. And that's why it's very difficult to compare that. But in the case of Britney Spears, her numbers played out in life. I mean, she still doesn't have a basic self-confidence, and she sings she sings very well. She has sensitivity and curiosity in life, and she's not very much into this super materialistic success. If she would be, then she wouldn't have acted the way she did in the last few years. So it's a good example for the numbers. But as I said, many things in the development of somebody who is in public life do not play out as set up in the basic numbers.
You know, I'm so glad you said that. I really am. Thomas joining us here today. I want to just make sure before we go, I want to make sure everybody knows the name of the book is The Code, Unlocking the Ancient Power of Your Birthday. It's an incredible book. There's a lot of insight into it. And I think you all are going to find out, like me, that there are so many things about this that are right on. And in the back of the book, it's kind of wonderful. There's actually a beautiful chart in there. But again, I think that this, Thomas, the best place people can find out more about you is at the website as well and get a copy of the book, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. I want to make sure all of you know, go to birthdaycode.com. I know we only have a few seconds here, but here's what I want to say about this. You're hearing me on radio right now. Up until 2003, before I actually got on air, many people would say that I would be unrecognizable because I was so different. I had a corporate job. I had a different persona. When I got behind the microphone for the first time, it felt like coming home.
Yeah, see? that's the power of the numbers. You're having it there in a nutshell. The moment you read it, you feel like coming home. This is the perfect expression for it.
Right. And so it's so fascinating to hear you. And I want to thank you so very much for joining me here today. And I wanted to ask you one last thing. What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with here today? And thanks to you and your wife for capturing this so beautifully.
My personal message would be that in my life, I'm almost 60 now, I found that to further understanding between parents and children, between people, between bosses and employees, between countries even, that's one of the most valuable undertakings in life. And I'm so blessed and fortunate that this book helps with that no end. It's a book that opens doors to understanding that you didn't think possible up to that moment.
I love it. Thank you, Thomas, for joining me here today. Wow. I want to thank all of you for getting into the show, sending us your information. I want to thank all of you out there that listen to the Dr. Pat Show. And please go check this out. This book will keep you, your family, and your friends intrigued for quite some time. Thank you, Thomas, again for joining me here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation. Thanks.
All right, everyone. I want to thank all of you for what you do, and I want to really thank you so much for tuning us in, turning us on. I want to thank everyone at the station for doing what they do so well. And remember, until next time, you deserve the life you desire. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Overgrown, you can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said. But don't worry, we all fall down somehow.